This week on Moyers & Company, ALEC is a nationwide consortium of elected state legislators working side by side with some of America's most powerful corporations. They have an agenda you should know about, a mission to remake America, changing the country by changing its laws, one state at a time.
Bill Moyers' information comes largely from the Center for Media and Democracy, which has studied ALEC and its model legislation. These are templates legislators can use to draft bills to advance conservative philosophies and the interests of business.
They are very anti-union. They're voter ID type of thing. They have their own agenda for education.
Democratic Representative Kathy Tyler says the 2012 Sessions Education Bill, House Bill 1234, was a piece of ALEC model legislation. That's the bill that eliminated continuing contracts and offered financial rewards and incentives for teachers. It was referred to voters who rejected it before it became law. As an executive board member, Tyler was one of four legislators to vote against allowing state funds to pay for ALEC memberships and trips. She says her research shows ALEC to be 98% Republican and largely funded by corporations. And she says she won't take advantage of the state-paid two-year membership fee of $100.
We have enough lobbyists out in peers, it is, you know. And when you go to an ALEC convention, from what I understand, and again, I've read and researched it quite thoroughly, is that you are being lobbied for legislation. The more I read about it, the more I would never join it. No, I wouldn't.
But ALEC supporters say its meetings and conventions are good places to exchange ideas with other conservatives. Republican Representative Hal Wick is a state co-chair for ALEC and coordinates memberships and travel reimbursements. He says legislator involvement at ALEC is not a new thing and has not been confined to Republicans.
Out of the 105 back in 06, 07, I think it was the 2 years before that. But back then I had 65 of the 105 that were paying, and I had half a dozen or more Democrats that were paying as well.
Wick says ALEC expenses have been paid by the state in the past. ALEC was an allowed expense in 2008 and 2009, along with memberships to the Council of State Governments and the National Conference of State Legislators.
Every group has corporate partners. Corporations pay for their meals when they come to their things. They put money into their foundations, and the foundations help pay for everything. So when they say it's businesses, I think it's disingenuous, unfortunately, because everybody, CSG or NCSL or ALEC, they all have business partners.
There are some differences between ALEC and other national organizations. At ALEC sessions, committees are co-chaired by a legislator and a representative of business. And with other organizations, the entire legislative body is a member. With ALEC, legislators join individually. The National Conference of State Legislators, through its nonprofit tax-exempt corporation, accepts donations, but the contributors don't participate in NCSL sessions.
All the committees are co-chaired by a Republican and a Democrat.
John Kuhl is manager of public affairs for NCSL. He says his organization strives for bipartisan fairness.
Every year, our leadership alternates. So this year, our president is a Democrat. She's the speaker of the New Hampshire House of Representatives. Next year, it'll be a Republican, and he's already been elected. He's a state senator from Oregon. Then the year after that, it'll go back to a Democrat.
Kuhl says committees are made up only of current legislators, and only legislators can vote.
I will agree NCSL has done a very good job of looking at as nonpartisan as they can.
Republican Representative Charlie Hoffman says even though ALEC is primarily Republican, there's no preaching to the choir aspect that often occurs when people of like philosophies come together, because the Republican Party is so divided philosophically.
There's the ultra-right wing faction that wants complete decentralizing, the federalism, the no taxes, the low taxes, the less government. And then I think the moderate Republicans at the table are saying in the states that have good democratic rule, we have to work with the other side. Everyone matters who's sitting at the table.
Anybody that studies ALEC in any way whatsoever will see very clearly they're an extremist right-wing organization.
Democratic House Leader Bernie Hunhoff voices strong opposition to using tax dollars to fund ALEC involvement.
They have every right to be an extremist organization. They promote pro-big business policies, and the big businesses have every right to do that. And nobody's anti-business in South Dakota, I promise you. But the taxpayers shouldn't be funding their lobbying activities.
Hunhoff says Democrats in South Dakota won't join ALEC.
We've written Legislative Research Council and told them, please do not pay any dues in our names because we're not going to the conferences and we don't want the materials. I think some of our Republican colleagues will agree with this. I don't think a lot of Republicans think it's right either.
The travel policy took effect May 1st, and ALEC held its Spring Task Force Summit in Oklahoma City on May 2nd and 3rd. Although the dozen or so legislators who went qualify for state reimbursements, ALEC picked up most of the expense. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.